We continue to celebrate Christmas with the Feast of Epiphany today. Epiphany means make appeal, make visible. Because God had already been in the world before Christmas. The baby Jesus had been hidden in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary from the time of the Annunciation. So Christmas is not celebrating a God coming into the world. He had already been in the world. Christmas is to celebrate God making himself visible to the world. And so it is that God revealed himself as a baby in a manger to the three magi. People tend to think of Christmas as a one baby show. You know, we go and we look at the baby, we look at the beautiful statues at the manger, we look at the lights, all the festivities, and when it is over, we go back to our life as if nothing ever happened. And this happens to a lot of Christians every Christmas. Because we tend to think of Christmas as a show that we come to watch, to enjoy for the moment, to be entertained by it. And when it's over, we go back to our lives. But the Epiphany tells us that Christmas is God coming down from heaven to invite us to a relationship with him. That God wants an ongoing something with us. Not just, isn't that beautiful? Isn't it nice? The music is great. Food was good. The light was beautiful. Now we go back to our normal life. No, that's not what Christmas is about. Christmas is about God Almighty coming down from heaven to invite us to intimate relationship with him. And the Epiphany, the event where the three wise men coming from the east, reveals to us what it means to have relationship with God. To have relationship. First thing is that the three wise men traveled from the east. And that would be the area today would be Iran or Iraq. And if they travel to follow the star, they have to travel by night only, when the stars come out. And it is estimated it would take them, depending on how far east they are from 12 days to 40 days to get to the baby Jesus. Now, when they left, wherever they left from, they did not know how far it was. They were just going following the star. But the distance that they estimated from that to Bethlehem would be about 12 days to 40 days. They would have had to leave all the plans they have at home. They have to leave their families at home, leaving their business at home, leaving whatever it is, their normal life. They have to leave it back there in the east to go to meet the baby Jesus. And so the first lesson we learn from the Epiphany is that relationship with anyone really, but relationship with God requires us to meet God in the middle. Relationship don't go well between us as well if we don't meet each other in the middle. Look at your relationships that are not doing so well, probably because you're not meeting each other in the middle. It is the same thing with God. God comes down from heaven. We've got to go out to meet him. We've got to meet him in the middle. at my previous parish, I was in the back parking lot. There was a car coming down slowly around the parking lot with the family inside. So I approached the car. I said, "Hello." And they introduced themselves to me, the father driving the car, the wife on the passenger seat, a couple of kids, two or three kids, in the back seat. And I said, "I'm the pastor here. What do you need? What do you need?" And they said, "Oh, we're just new in the area, so we're just kind of looking around." And I said, "Oh, this is St. Martin de Porres. That's the church I was from, St. Martin de Porres. You are welcome here. We have masses on Sundays time, you know, and we have different services. You're always welcome here." And the father said to me, in front of his wife and his children, he said, "Oh, no, we don't go to church. We have Jesus in our hearts," he said. My blood pressure went up. How easy it is to say, "I have Jesus in my heart." And let's be honest, how many minutes in a day do we have Jesus in our heart? Let's be honest. If we examine our heart minute by minute, the days we live, we have all the anxieties in our hearts. We have all the worries about money, worries about our health, worries about our security, worries about a thousand things. We have in our hearts, what are we going to buy next? How are we going to get our cars fixed? Let's be honest. What do we have in our hearts? It's easy and cheap to say, "Oh, I don't go to church. I have Jesus in my heart." Really? Do you? How many minutes do we spend watching TV? How many minutes do we spend playing sports, going to all the different events in our lives in comparison to the minute time that we really give to God? That's why my blood pressure went up. You know, to say, "Jesus is in my heart, I don't need to go to church." You're not being honest to yourself. We've got to meet God in the middle. We are here at church every Sunday because church gives us that opportunity to put everything else aside so that we can really meet God and have God in our heart for this moment that we give to Him. And even then, as you're sitting there in the church, you are still fighting with other things trying to take over your heart. Am I right or not? So let's forget this nonsense about, "I don't need to go to church. I believe I have God in my heart." That's not real. That's not true. So we got to meet God in the middle. The second lesson we learn from the Epiphany is that we got to give. The three magi did not come empty-handed to meet the newborn king. And this, my brothers and sisters, is the way relationship works. Relationship works well only when we give and we take and we give again. If you are having bad relationship, or if some of your relationship is not going well, take a look at it again. Are you giving enough? Maybe you're just taking. So to have a relationship with God, who comes down from heaven to invite us to relationship, meaning He's going to give us something, we give him back something, and he gives us again, and we keep. That's the life. That's the relationship. The keep giving of self, the keep receiving of our beloved, and the way we go. Give and take, give and take. And so when oftentimes we come to God empty-handed, because somewhere along the way, we get into this idea, erroneous idea, of course, that I believe in God, I pray to God so that God may give me stuff, give me things. Isn't it true that in our relationship with God, again, let's put a percentage to it for each and every one of us, because it's not a bit different. A little bit different for each and every one of us. So if you have to put a percentage to your relationship with God, think about it. How many percent is in your relationship with God is about God giving you things, whatever it is, health, you know, all good things, of course. And how much percentage of it is you thinking, what can I give to God? Really? Isn't it true that when we go to pray, I'm going to put a number out there. 80% of the time we pray is all about God give me, God give me, God give me. Again, I'm not saying that that's wrong. I'm just saying, hey, look at the relationship. How much of the time when we pray and talk to God when we say, God, I have this to give you. I can't wait. I can't wait to give you this. I have something to give to you, God. How much time do we, in our prayers, do we pray that way? Well, I'm saying 80-20, and I'm being generous. Because somewhere along the way, we have gotten this wrong idea that somehow relationship with God, because God owes me stuff. In fact, isn't it true? People who don't pray anymore, who don't have relationship with God. Many people, you know, if you ask them, well, why don't you go to church? Oh, because praise is useless. When I pray, God don't give me anything. It's all about give me, give me, give me. I want to take something from God. And this is the problem with relationship with God. With each other, of course. When we just take and take and take and take, relationship is not going to grow. So what do we give to God? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold. God gives us everything. God provides for us everything. Do we give back to God a little bit of what God gives us? Just a little bit. I was at St. Martin the Porres for, I think it was the 8th year that I was there. I was there for 12 years. The 8th year that I was there, a gentleman, elderly gentleman, approached me and said, Father, can I borrow your pen? And I'm like, okay, follow me to my office. I don't have a pen with me. So I gave him a pen. He wrote a check. Gave me a check. And when I took it, I kind of saw the zeros. And I thought to myself, wow. $10,000 he's giving the church. I was so grateful. I folded it up, I put it in my pocket, and I thanked him. And he just went away. And the next morning, I gave the check to my business manager and said, Don, here's somebody giving us, can you believe it? $10,000 he wrote a check. I gave him the folded up check. And I went to my office. A minute later, Don came to my office and said, Father, it's not 10,000. Look again. It was 100,000. $100,000 check. Of course, I had to look him up right away. Went to his house to thank him for his generosity. You know what he said? He said, Father, I just retired. I've saved up money throughout my life. What am I going to use this money for? God gave me the money anyway. I'm just giving it back to God. That's what he told me. Do we give back to God what God gives us? Because, my brothers and sisters, the money you have, God gives you. Really. Give back some to God. We also have one time a lady who, you know how you have the envelopes with a check for $10 and with a little note. And the note, the lady said, please hold on to the check. I don't have $10 in my bank account until whatever day, you know, the 12th of the month, when my Social Security comes, then cash the check. That lady wanted to give back to God what God is about to give her. She doesn't even have the money. So the point here, I'm not asking you for money today. I am assuming that you're giving. I don't ask. You're giving. And by the way, I mentioned 8 years for a reason. I was at St. Martin de Porres for 8 years before I received $100,000 check. 2 weeks ago, here at Holy Family, I received an anonymous check for $100,000. Not only been here 5 months. You guys are doing better. But the point is not about that. The point is about our relationship with God. God gives us everything. Let's give back to God. Not because God needs it. It's the way relationship works. We don't just take and take and take. We take, we give back. We take, and we give again. Frankincense is worship. We give God worship. That's the bottom line. That's why you are here. Relationship with God is to give God worship. A big part of it. So this is why when people come to me and say, Father, I don't go to church. Why? Why don't you go to church? Well, two reasons they give me, I hear often. One, church is boring. The priest is long-winded. The music is bad. You know, it's all of these criticism that people may have about church. And I'll say, so? So what if church is boring? So what if the priest is long-winded? So what if the music is bad? Because Mass is not about you. Church is not about you. Church is about you giving God worship. It's not there for you to feel good, to be entertained, to pat yourself in the back and say, I'm a good person, religious person. It's not about that. Church is about relationship with God. Frankincense. Give God worship. That's it. I don't care if you're bored. Don't care if you don't like it. It's not about you. It's about God. Relationship with God is about giving Him back what He gives to us. And one of the gifts that we learned today from the Magi is myrrh. Myrrh is sufferings. Myrrh is this perfume that the rich people, the royal people in those days used to clean the bodies of their dead. So by giving God myrrh, the Magi is teaching us something. That we, when we come to God, bring our sufferings to God. Again, here's the second popular answer that we get, third. Because the second popular answer, by the way, for people who say, I don't come to church, is one, is church is boring, right? Two, is I don't go to church because the church is full of hypocrites. Have you heard that? You probably heard that. Church is full of hypocrites. I'm not a hypocrite. I don't want to be at church. You know, Mother Angelica, when somebody said to her, Mother, I don't go to church because church is full of hypocrites. Mother Angelica's response was, oh, then you are very welcome because the church is big enough for one more. But you know, the third answer that people give to why I don't go to church is because I don't believe. If there's a God, why is there so much suffering in the world? Why is there so much suffering? I don't believe in God anymore. I don't go to church. If there were a God, there would be no suffering. Oh yeah? That's not true. Because the baby Jesus is going to grow up, and the baby Jesus is going to be hanging on that cross, and the baby Jesus is going to be beaten, tortured, suffered more than any human beings have ever suffered and will ever be able to suffer, and he died on that cross. Where does it ever say that if we believe in God, that God somehow, God's job is to get rid of suffering? No, God came to suffer. But then he rose from the suffering. So my brothers and sisters, here is the way to look at sufferings, to give God more, is that we live in this world full of suffering. There's no way around it. I suffer, you suffer, everybody suffers. Some of us suffer less, some of us suffer more. Some of us suffer longer, some of us suffer shorter. I mean, there are all kind of varieties of suffering. So the bottom line is, you're born into the world, you're going to suffer, period. There's no way around it. Whether you're religious or not religious, atheist or pope, you're going to suffer. But here's the difference. You can suffer alone by yourself, or you can suffer with God. That's the choice we can make. So to have relationship with God doesn't mean to not suffer. I only believe in God unless God takes away my suffering. No. To have relationship with God is to bring our sufferings to God so that we do not suffer alone, but we suffer with God. So my brothers and sisters, as we continue to celebrate the season of Christmas on this feast of Epiphany, let us renew ourselves to relationship with Jesus. And to have relationship with Jesus is one, to meet him in the middle. Two, to give as we receive from him. The give and the take and the give again. Let us give to God what God has given to us. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.